President-elect Joe Biden has called for more stimulus to boost an economy reeling from the impacts of COVID-19. Traders on Wall Street now believe wins for both Democrats in the Senate runoff races in Georgia means Biden will have enough support in Congress to get more spending packages passed. Stocks dipped from record highs Wednesday as protesters stormed the nation's capital, but the Dow still closed up near 1.5% at the close. There were also gains for the S&P, but the Nasdaq fell more than 0.5%, with tech giants Amazon and Facebook shares sliding over 2%. December's private sector employment figures show the first contraction since April, as surging COVID-19 cases continue to impact the nation's economic recovery. And the New York Stock Exchange has reversed its decision yet again and now does plan to go ahead with delisting three Chinese telecom firms from the exchange. William Denslow, New York.